Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Happy 4th of July. Copywriters are having a field day this year. As the AP writes, we're partying like it's 1776. Thousands of Americans celebrating with no AC or electricity. In some cases, no fireworks. Just four states normally ban them. But this year, states like Tennessee and Florida are either canceling displays or asking people not to set off their own. In Colorado, where the huge Waldo Canyon fire is now 70% contained, the governor banned private fireworks. The governor of Utah is imposing gun restrictions. It's believed that target practice caused at least 21 wildfires out there. 45 large wildfires are burning across the country, 36 in nine western states, stretching firefighting resources thin and reigniting a debate over aerial firefighting. Now, the question is, why doesn't the Forest Service own outright its own heavy air tankers? Those C-130s that were grounded and are up again after that deadly crash on Sunday are owned by the military, not the Forest Service. Why is that? Let's get an explainer from veteran federal firefighter Bill Gabbert at his home in South Dakota. He writes the blog Wildfire Today. Bill, the Forest Service doesn't own any heavy air tankers, so what does it do?
The Forest Service contracts with private operators. It's called contractor-owned, contractor-operated is the concept. The federal agencies have been contracting with private owners of air tankers since the mid-1950s, and it's worked out fairly well for them. There have been many crashes, however, so we're always looking for ways to improve the safety of the air tanker fleet.
Well, and part of that is that this is such dangerous work, and part of it is that the fleet gets old. Those C-130s that the military owns, some say some of them, you know, the average age is 50. We mentioned that yesterday. But by the way, those C-130s only come in after the Forest Service isn't able to procure anything through their private contracting?
That's correct. They don't want the government to interfere with private enterprise, so there's a rule in the agreement between the Department of Defense and the U.S. Forest Service that says all of the privately owned air tankers have to be committed before they can activate the military air tankers.
Right. Well, in your view, what problems does that cause? For instance, we were seeing that when the C-130s were grounded after that terrible accident on Sunday, that left just 14 of these contracted heavy tankers in use. Why aren't there more of the private tankers?
Well, that's a good question. 10 years ago in 2002, we had 44 air tankers. Now we're down to 9 full-time plus 5 or 6 that are being borrowed from the state of Alaska and Canada. So some people are really wondering why the U.S. Forest Service has been so reluctant to rebuild the fleet after it's been decimated over the last 10 years.
Well, we should say that there's been some action taken in the last few weeks to do just that, to rebuild the fleet of these contracted tankers. President Obama authorized money to be spent. There's going to be three British-made next-generation tankers, BAE-146s, but that's not until August. We understand one of the problems is that some of these people who own huge tankers, which are sitting idle right now, say that they can't afford to send it up on a per-fire basis. They want to have a contract with the Forest Service, but they're not getting one.
Right. They call that a call-when-needed contract. They might sit for months or even years without being called by the U.S. Forest Service, but then they still have to maintain a staff of mechanics and pilots.
Well, but one can understand how the Forest Service might not be able to contract, you know, full-time with these huge tankers and their crews. That would be a lot of money. But then you come to a season like this one with so many fires. You say the goal is to have, what, 2 to 3 tankers on the scene of a fire in 30 minutes.
That's correct. For example, just about 3 weeks ago, there was a fire in California. They had 3 S2 air tankers on it within the first 30 minutes. And they put it out when it was small. They have a couple of dozen S2 air tankers scattered across the state. And there have been no very large fires in California so far this year. But what we need to do is we need to look at the leadership in the fire organizations. We need for them to come up with a definite, detailed plan, which has not been done yet, and ask Congress to fund an improved air tanker program.
Yeah. Boy, it's not a political time to ask people to spend money.
Exactly. It won't cost a lot of money, many millions of dollars, but people are losing their lives in these fires. So it's expensive, but it's not something that we can just turn away from and ignore, hoping it'll go away.
Bill Gabbert, thanks so much.
You're welcome.